Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Democrats are forced to delay on a Senate committee vote that will let the full Senate vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Democrat Dianne Feinstein still frustrated Republicans ignore President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland.
The decision was made that President Obama would be denied his fourth year when 17 former presidents were not.
Panel Chair Chuck Grassley on Gorsuch's qualifications.
He's clearly deeply committed to being fair and impartial judge.
The committee will now vote next Monday. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley praising police and firemen responding to a weekend nightclub shooting that left one dead.
I'm very convinced that absent their actions and the speed of their actions, it might have been a worse situation.
Five of those hurt still hospitalized, two in critical condition. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A very active weather pattern this week. Today, partial sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Some of the storms by tonight could be strong. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 62. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm here and there. High around 82. A 20% risk of a shower Wednesday, high 86. Next big deal arrives Thursday night. Maybe some strong storms by Thursday night. Download our new weather app. Stay on top of all these weather changes. A very active week ahead. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Three black males are wanted for a shooting that occurred last night in the Pike Road area. The shooting happened at the Grand Reserve Apartments off Interstate 85 near Marla Road. One man was nicked in the arm. Investigators believe robbery was the motive for the shooting. Two people shot and killed in Opelika over the weekend in the 400 block of Toomer Court. Cedric Darrell Lewis and Darris Terrell Harris were both pronounced dead on arrival at East Alabama Medical Center. The shooting is under investigation. No arrest at this time. Jason McWilliams arrested in Montgomery on two counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance and possession of marijuana. You might remember McWilliams. He was out on bond awaiting trial for his role in the 2013 Centennial Hill Bar and Grill shootings, where rapper Doe B and two others were killed. And a Montgomery man, Frederick Moore, was arrested at his home in South Montgomery. Moore was charged with trafficking. They found 144.5 grams of MDMA, also known as Molly or Ecstasy. They also found marijuana and a digital scales. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available, too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They are going to the Final Four for the first time in school history. The Gonzaga Bulldogs crushing Xavier 83-59.
1 second left, and that'll do it.
Police in Cincinnati are asking anyone with information to come forward after gunfire erupted inside a nightclub.
A shooting aboard a double-decker bus on the busy Las Vegas Strip.
President Trump telling Obamacare opponents not to worry that a repeal will come.
Vice President Pence delivered remarks to the annual gathering of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Thunderstorms cross parts of the southern plains. This follows Friday's destructive storm that blew through northern Louisiana.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Moscow and other cities chanting down with Putin.
Still enchanting moviegoers.
What did you do to it?
Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast, number one at the box office for a second straight weekend.
In Syria, Islamic State extremists are warning residents of their stronghold in Raqqa to leave before a dam breaks.
Man's best friend could one day play a part in the screening process for cancer.
The dogs were not only accurate, they were 90% accurate on the first run of testing 31 samples. The second run, they were 100% accurate.
An Al-Qaeda leader killed in a U.S. counterterrorism strike in Afghanistan.
A small plane crash in Alabama takes the lives of two adults and two teens.
The committee that selects the leader of Hong Kong has chosen Carrie Lam as its new chief executive. She's the first female leader of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and was backed by Beijing.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. Guys, I hope you will support this event. This is a very, very good event. And, you know, we don't realize how much kind of goes on in Montgomery in that the way a lot of Montgomery does things is they raise money locally by trying to find people to participate in things. And, you know, $60 and going out and helping a worthy cause and having a lot of fun and is a great thing to do. So hope to see you there. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Peppertree Steak and Wine gift basket of two great steaks, two twice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
Let's go back to Rachel.
Dolezal.
Man. Okay, so I didn't know this, but she changed her name, and she's got Pursuing Her Agenda.
You even changed your name legally, which we will not reveal the name, but why did you feel the need to do that?
I really felt like I needed to change my legal name in order to be seen for my qualifications and experience rather than just seen for the tabloid publicity that I got in 2015. So when applying for a job, I felt like people were just seeing Rachel Dolezal and not paying attention to the wide-ranging experience and qualifications that I do have.
What are you hoping to say in this book? What is the message you're trying to get out there?
Well, I really want to advance the conversation about race and identity, and I really hope that readers are encouraged to be exactly who they are. And I also really hope that in some way, like I said, I want to tell the whole story of my life, and in some way that is able to kind of set the record straight, because my life story was really warped beyond recognition by a lot of the negative press in 2015. So,
okay, so she changed her name because I guess the name was so explosive that it just wasn't working for her. Now, she said she, you know, for her resume, anybody knows anything about it, they can kind of go, oh, so you work for the NAACP in Oregon? You didn't know that lady who said that she identified with as a black. Okay, so she's still identifying herself exactly where she was in the NAACP, and I think this is a whole Freudian episode that's happening.
Well, I don't have to tell you, you're still very controversial, Rachel, because a lot of people think, okay, even if I understand the fact that she has a ton of affection for this African-American community, that she identifies with the African-American community, feels a part of it, why say that you are, in fact, a member of the African-American community? I think that's the disconnect people still have. What's your response? And I'm sure you hear it all the time.
Right. Well, I don't identify as African-American. I identify as black, so I am part of the Pan-African diaspora. And I definitely feel like in America, even though race is a social construct, and we've acknowledged this in academia and in science, there still is a line drawn in the sand. There still are sides. Politically, there's a black side and a white side, and I stand unapologetically on the black side. I stand with my own internal sense of self and my own values. I stand with my sons. I stand with my sister. And I also stand there really with the greater cause of challenging the myth of white supremacy.
You know, she really... I think that the way she did is that I can get an advantage by considering myself to be a minority and thinking in that minority way. I mean, when I was listening to her talk, she's everything's code word, progressive code word for her out here. And, you know, if she identifies herself with that, then just say, well, when I'm working for the cause out here, I'm really identify with helping the black race, but it's, and she gets him back into this white supremacy, and this is like back to work as a liberal. Let's listen in.
Interesting, because you could stand there and take all of those same positions without saying, but I'm a member of this community, right?
I really prefer to just be exactly who I am. And black is really the closest race and culture category, descriptive term that represents the essential essence of who I am. So,
and how are you hoping to live the rest of your life? And you said you want to get back to your activism and some of the things that you were doing prior to this.
Absolutely. I'm still committed to racial and social justice work and education. And I am just looking for opportunities to kind of enter that field and participate again. And yeah, so I'm hopeful.
Let me tell you, this is somebody who needs some work. I wonder how her book is going to do, and I wonder who is going to be the people that will buy it. People that are suffering from schizophrenia or something?
Well,
personality disorder?
I'm not going to buy it. I have no interest in reading it. Though, I mean, if she wants to do that, she should do a DNA test, and if she finds some heritage, just say, well, the one-drop rule. It's so damn arbitrary anyway, and the definitions of race have shifted in the United States before. What constitutes black or white? Whatever,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I think she's trying to find, you know, it's the... You know, have you ever walked towards a crippled man and pretended you were lame type thing? That's, you know, way of sympathizing with someone.
And what I mean by that is, like, in history, like, yeah, you have some Irish blood in you, I believe. And the Irish, when they first came over, there were many WASP who considered the Irish black. There are books that are just like the Jew is a Negro. Like, it was racial stuff in the United States. It's not a biological scientific thing. It is definitely a cultural society thing, now it's defined. And so when somebody wants to upset that, I think people get upset, number one, because they know their definitions and how they're identifying are very flimsy. There isn't a clear basis. But number two, there's a lot at stake. I think your point about she wanted to identify so she would have advantages in doing that sort of work she does, I think that's clearly what's going on.
Before I go to East, kind of an interesting twist that is happening on the newness in Chairman Nunes of the Intel Committee is the press is now they're dogging the story that the White House leaked it to Nunes and then Nunes didn't know that and so he went in and briefed the president and. I've seen three reporters basically hound that piece of the story.
Yep.
And, you know, Nunes said, and when you listen to him, he said, I checked this person's credentials out, which to me would be this is somebody within some type of agency. And again, this is the press going at it again, is that we're going to take something that may give Donald Trump credit, and we're going to turn it into a negative. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Listen, this is a very interesting story, but to the Nunes thing, I've gotten to where I just about don't believe in anything that the media prints unless I see a couple of sources.
Amen. And that was the opening of the show, the way they all went in at the Just Jeanine opening statement, in that Donald Trump said, watch Just Jeanine, and they connected those two dots. If they would have watched the entire show, she says in the show, I did not talk with Donald Trump, and I didn't even know I was going to do this until this morning.
Right, right. Yeah, that's kind of hinky. But look, this young lady that you're playing the audio for,
mm-hmm.
she sounds less like Angela Davis and more like Moon Unit from the early 80s. I mean, you know, she's not very believable on the audio and as being a Valley Girl activist here.
Yeah, it's, you know, somebody, I would love to get a Rorschach test on her, kind of see what she, you know, every dot is, what do you see? Black people. What do you see? Black people. What do you see? Black people.
Well, and cultural censorship is a problem, it, to me, just as much as racism. It's like, wow, you know, I mean, I appreciate my culture, but I mean, there are a lot of other interesting cultures, too, and I'm not talking about multiculturalism. I'm just talking about people, man. I don't dig this thing where my culture is the axis on which the earth turns, regardless of what it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and when she says I identify, which another code word for that is I like the black culture. I like the, you know, I like the feeling that I can sit there and say I'm downtrodden and, you know, I need,
no.
You know, I've been hurt in life because of my race versus she wasn't because she grew up white. East, thanks for the telephone call.
Thank you.
Newstar 93.1. This is now the fifth reporter that is doing the whole thing about did the White House really leak this story to Nunes? And I wonder what's driving that because, and again, is this something that somebody threw over the transom to them and they're all biting on it? And maybe the White House started that rumor just so they can prove them wrong. Has that ever happened before? Newstar 93.1 FM. Dan Marshall. Oh, we're on Syria now. That's a good sign. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Before we get into the subject that was kind of permeated all the shows, and that is the death of the Trump administration and the disaster of the health care bill that everybody was doing a whole ton of grave dancing. The whole thing that Jess Janine was basically hyping on her show was the Nunes information. That's the chairman of the Intel Committee. And on the Republican side, who came in and briefed the president last week. So let's do this. Let's go and listen to the actual story. She's going to interview a person that knows about the wiretapping and things like this and what you can do with the FISA order.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes, he stirred up a hornet's nest this week when he announced he got his eyes on intelligence that indicated President Trump and his team were swept up in some sort of incidental surveillance activity after the November election. It was an explosive allegation that could lend credence to President Trump's tweets earlier this month, alleging he was spied on by President Obama. Here to talk about all of this with me is Kerry Cordero, former counsel to the U.S. Assistant Attorney General for National Security. All right, Kerry, let me see if I've got this right. First of all, we've got the president who took enormous criticism for suggesting that President Obama had wiretapped him. And I think that you and I can both agree that that may not have been the terminology that should have been used. It was too specific. You and I both lawyers, the president not. Can we agree on that?
Well, the president tweeted one thing, and then this week, Director Comey testified that what he had tweeted, there's no
support. The question that I'm asking you is, as someone who's not a lawyer, is not as specific as you and I might be, since I have done wiretaps and you have engaged in them as well. And when you've got clappers saying that the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, that there is absolutely no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, that you've got people within the administration pushing back and saying there's nothing there. And then you've got Adam Schiff out there saying, oh, my God, Team Trump is in cahoots with the Russians. So we've got people within the administration who seem to have an agenda that is different from someone who is familiar with all of the intelligence. So what is going on here?
Well, there's a few things going on. First of all, there's three separate investigations going on right now.
Yeah.
Director Comey confirmed that there's an FBI investigation
investigation looking into Russian influence on the election, including whether that included any members of the president-elect's team. There is an investigation being conducted by the Senate Intelligence Committee that is ongoing and is being done in a bipartisan way. And then there has been an investigation being conducted by the House Intelligence Committee, although after Chairman Nunes's public pronouncements this week, the status of that investigation is in real question.
You know, one thing that the judge needs to do is she needs to control her breathing more. She always takes these deep breaths, and it just, she and Andrea Mitchell both do that an awful lot. Okay, so that was the big thing on the Just Jeanine show, and so this is the thing that she promoted so much, and I didn't kind of walk away with a, wow, that was big. I'm not sure why she did it. Let's listen to part two.
Let's talk about the fact that, you know, we've got now an awareness that there is the Trump transition team at Trump Tower that was information was sucked up pursuant to, and I'm not going to get in the weeds here, and as a result of that intelligence or the information that was sucked up, people in Trump Tower, that apparently it had no intelligence value, none of it was related to Russia, and names were unmasked. The facts that names were unmasked in itself is a crime.
Okay, when you say information sucked up, what that means to the intelligence community is incidental collection.
Right.
So since the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has been in place since 1978, there has been something called incidental collection, which is the collection of individuals who are not the actual targets
right.
of the foreign intelligence surveillance.
Right.
That is allowed, that is lawful, and there are procedures by which it's supposed to be handled.
I know. As a DA, I did wiretapping. There are procedures called minimization. We did it all the time. There's information that shouldn't be there, that shouldn't be given to a court or shouldn't be played for a jury. I get all that. It's similar. It's a different level. I understand that.
Okay. And again, it's almost like she's getting in an argument with her. I'm not quite sure why she promoted this as heavy. I felt that you needed to hear it because promoted as heavy, and this is what Trump was, in my opinion, tweeting about. Okay, so let's listen to the closing out of this discussion.
But when it has no intelligence value, it's not related to Russia, it's got the Trump Tower, it's after the campaign, and the names of the individuals who are not being investigated are unmasked. And then, just coincidentally, President Obama, who we know hates Trump, decides that he's going to disseminate information among 16 other intelligence agencies, and then the names of those individuals are leaked to the press. I think these people should be indicted. That's a felony.
Okay, but Chairman Nunes made a public pronouncement this week alleging that there is something wrong that was done with the incidental collection and that the information wasn't handled according to procedure.
Right.
But that's not how congressional intelligence oversight is normally
done. I don't care about him. I care about felonies. I care about crimes. I don't care about Nunes. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, these intelligence committees, some of these other committees, they're political. Adam Schiff's running out and saying Team Trump's in cahoots with Russia. When the bottom line is that we got Clapper, NSA, FBI, CIA saying no coots whatsoever. So at this point, they all invalidate and neuter each other out.
But that point exactly, so and in relation to Chairman Nunes' public statements this week, is why now there is even more calls for an outside independent either select committee in Congress or an independent commission.
Do you know how long it took to get a select committee on Benghazi when four people were dead? And now when we know this information, this incidental collection is after the election with people whose names are being unmasked and disseminated all of a sudden by the Obama administration like 2 weeks before he leaves? Come on, this is politics at its worst. But I loved having you here in Washington, Kerry, because I finally got to meet you.
I don't know if I could watch your entire show. I'd be exhausted afterwards.
Yes, not a huge fan, but she seems like a lovely lady.
She does seem like a lovely lady. She's, but man, I mean, it's like that whole little interview there. I'm kind of like, I feel like I've been running, mm-hmm. and her voice could get really kind of grating. But the reason I want to play that is that they were promoting this very heavily, and I think that's what Donald Trump was shooting for. Had nothing to do with the Paul Ryan. She said that, acknowledged that. So the networks, they jumped on it this morning. The Sunday shows jumped on it. Fox jumped on it with, and this story originated in a Fox show of Judge Jeanine, and they just can't seem to get this thing right. The other thing is the way we kind of talk around this thing of data gathering and incidental, mm-hmm. as if incidental means accidental. And they're really transposing words, because yes. if it's incidental, then why in the heck are you looking at it? I mean, what? And if it's incidental, why in the heck are you looking at it? And then are you distributing it? Because if you're distributing it, it's no longer incidental. It may be an accident that you got it. I don't know. But incident, that would mean that it happened because of an incident that you were a part of. But you're supposed to minimize it and not do anything. But, man, you know, just like we need to have a national discussion about race, we need to have a national discussion about national security. Because I think that if we could ever get the lid off this, the mask off of it, and let people see what is going on, I think people would be absolutely blown away. Which is why I played the Tucker Carlson interview with the NSA whistleblower. That was mind-blowing to me. And when you look up Stellar Wind and you read about that, this is absolutely incredible. And is there a president that possibly ever abused that? Barack Obama, maybe? Newstown 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Most Tuesdays are just Tuesdays, except at Buffalo Wild Wings, where Tuesdays are Wing Tuesdays. But now even Wing Tuesdays aren't just Wing Tuesdays, because Wing Tuesdays are half-price Wing Tuesdays, which means your boring Tuesday that became Wing Tuesday now costs you half as much. In case you're confused, we have half-price Wing Tuesdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Another savings secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry, but everyone loves saving money. Yeah. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs. And it gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod. And what's even better, Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Democrats are forced to delay on a Senate committee vote that will let the full Senate vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Democrat Dianne Feinstein still frustrated Republicans ignored President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland.
The decision was made that President Obama would be denied his fourth year when 17 former presidents were not.
Panel Chair Chuck Grassley on Gorsuch's qualifications.
He's clearly deeply committed to being fair and impartial judge.
The committee will now vote next Monday. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley praising police and firemen responding to a weekend nightclub shooting that left one dead.
I'm very convinced that absent their actions and the speed of their actions, it might have been a worse situation.
Five of those hurt still hospitalized, two in critical condition. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
A very active weather pattern this week. Today, partial sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible by this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Some of the storms by tonight could be strong. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 62. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out a shower or thunderstorm here and there. High around 82. A 20% risk of a shower Wednesday, high 86. Next big deal arrives Thursday night, maybe some strong storms by Thursday night. Download our new weather app. Stay on top of all these weather changes. A very active week ahead. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you CPAP intolerant? Consider a patient and doctor-recommended alternative, the oral appliance. Ask your doctor to refer you to Dr. Michael Irwin, Montgomery orthodontist. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get up in the evening. 272-9228, that's where we are. Hell, in a different mood in your music, huh? I like this.
Well, it's all stuff I've had in here a while. Just bringing it back.
Before we kind of get into some of the particularly the White House agenda, health care, and kind of what's going to be next, Jeff Sessions was doing a briefing at the White House briefing room, and the whole thing was built on sanctuary cities, that we're going to start cutting off money and funding for those cities that don't cooperate with our ICE agents. And he basically alluded to the Rockville, Maryland situation, that would have been an avoidable if the, and he put it right on him, if the local public officials would have done what they were supposed to have done. That's basically saying that woman's rape is on you. So with that, let me move to Russia. So an interesting development in Russia on a protest, and Vladimir Putin is having those protesters arrested.
The State Department is condemning Russia's crackdown on anti-government protests. Russia arrested hundreds of people yesterday at dozens of demonstrations. Now, this was the largest wave of anti-government rallies in years. The Kremlin is now rejecting calls to release them. Russia's best-known opposition leader, that's Alexei Navalny, was among those detained. He made a court appearance this morning. Elizabeth Palmer is following the developments from London.
The Kremlin is describing this big march as a provocation. It wasn't overtly political, but it did manage to unite Russians around one thing they all agree on, and that is how disgusted they are with official corruption.
The demonstrators poured into central Moscow in an anti-corruption rally that doubled as a protest against President Putin. But marches like this need an official permit in Russia, or they're illegal. And this one was. So with the demonstrators shouting, "Shame on you," to the government, the police moved in. Hundreds were arrested, including Alexander Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner who'd organized the march.
Okay, so this the footage of this is pretty brutal, actually, and they don't mess around there. So the organizer of the demonstration, he gets arrested, plus a whole bunch of other people. I wonder when the next time we'll see them. So let's continue with the story.
Earlier this month, he released a video alleging that Russia's Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, had amassed a fortune in mansions, yachts, and vineyards through corrupt deals. It went viral, and these protesters are among the millions who watched it. It fueled huge public anger, says CBS radio reporter Alex Lund, who himself was arrested at the march.
It's a rough economic time for the country right now. Recession going on. So, of course, those charges of widespread corruption by one of the country's top leaders really struck a chord with people.
Not only in Moscow. Protesters hit the streets across the country and scuffled with the police trying to arrest them. President Putin is up for re-election next year. Widespread discontent like this probably won't keep him out of power, but it is likely to have him a little worried.
Especially as Alexander Navalny there, you saw getting arrested, has said that he is going to run against Putin for president.
Now, you know who the biggest winner of this is? Is John McCain. Because John McCain, this is like right into his narrative of how bad guy that Vladimir Putin is. I notice he kind of forgets about some of these other places in the world where you're having demonstrations, Greece and what was happening in Italy not long ago. But this doesn't help out. And this is what Dr. Comercino has always said, is that the nationalization of Russia by Putin is making bringing back that Russia power pride is to get you to look away from the woes and the ills that are happening in Russia. So they're claiming some type of success, the Ukraine and some other things that are out there. But Vladimir, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I don't see how the protesters win in anything, but you know, there are things that have happened in our country that are not too dissimilar to this, where people would be arrested for protesting without a, quote, permit or creating violence. I mean, this was a very violent protest. This was not just some people with placards marching up and down, you know, Red Square type thing. Okay. Excuse me. Let me move into kind of the working part of the show and talking about the blame game and who may be in and who may be out here. Let's start with Major Garrett. Major Garrett had a surprisingly large amount of time, 4.5 minutes total on CBS Morning Show.
President Trump is shifting the blame for his failed attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. The president yesterday criticized Republicans who did not support the GOP health care bill. He also offered to work with Democrats to push through his future policies.
Now, we still don't know what Mr. Trump's next move is, but he did speak with House Speaker Paul Ryan twice over the weekend. The president also gave a shout out to one of Ryan's critics. Major Garrett is at the White House with a fallout from the collapse of the health care plan.
So what do you have after a big, conspicuous legislative defeat? Well, finger-pointing and recriminations, of course, and these are bitter times for President Trump and his emerging relationship with congressional Republicans because they can't even keep the blame game straight.
I think is a real shame, and I think the president's disappointed in a number of people that he thought were loyal to him that weren't.
White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus joined President Trump in pointing the accusatory finger at the Freedom Caucus and to conservative political groups. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter Sunday, "Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus, with the help of Club for Growth and Heritage, have saved Planned Parenthood and Obamacare."
But they're very good people.
That was a very sharp turn from Friday when the president said this about the Tea Party-inspired Freedom Caucus.
No, I'm not betrayed. They're friends of mine.
With Republicans running all of Washington, Mr. Trump initially blamed Democrats.
We had no votes from the Democrats. They weren't going to give us a single vote, so it's a very difficult thing to do.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the White House barred his party from serious negotiations.
The president never called us once about this. They came on board with repeal, which they knew every Democrat would oppose, and no one believes that.
Okay, so the first step that Donald Trump takes is he blames the Democrats, and he basically is saying, look, you guys are going to own Obamacare. I think he was right with the you're going to own Obamacare, but if you want to get Dems on your side on anything, I probably wouldn't draw that line, and particularly with Nancy Pelosi. You got to remember, Schumer and Trump, regardless of the way that they talk in public, they've known each other for a lot of years. And the Freedom Caucus, from all of these accounts, is that they are they basically couldn't take yes for an answer. Every time they said, let's do this, Trump administration basically kept doing it, and they finally just said, no more. We've done everything you asked us to do. You just keep asking for more. The Freedom Caucus is going to have to make a decision. And they made a lot of, there were a lot of accusations that came out that there was a parliamentarian rule that you couldn't read what was in the bill until you voted on it, and some crazy stuff sounded very reminiscent of Obamacare. But I understand Meadows from his interview is he is still working on this. He's still trying to bring this thing along. And as I said last week, I would not be surprised if you didn't come up with a single-payer catastrophic health insurance for everybody, where everybody's got their name in the hat. So if you've got catastrophic problems, then you're going to be carried for at the point of the whatever dollar figure you come up with. They're going to extract some money out of your wallet for it, but that gets everybody taken care of. But then you get the under part of that policy, and that's a zero to whatever number you come up with. And there are some conservative Republicans that kind of go, okay, I can see that. So long, what we're doing is we're taking the money and we're giving it to the states, and the states are then distributing that to for those agencies, and they are doing the reimbursements, and they're getting the most efficient deal instead of somebody turning. I didn't realize this until I read a little bit about it. You know, basically, on Medicare right now, if I walk in, I'm not Medicare eligible, but if I walk in and show my Medicare card, I pay my copay and my down payment, and then they just send the bill to the federal government, and then the federal government reimburses them. It is one of the most inefficient things going on. If I would have thought about it, I would have, it just was logical to me. But that is a very inefficient way. So how do you know whether they overcharged you? Mm-hmm. How do you know that they didn't add procedures on there? How do you know that that's actually what you needed? And you don't, because it's just going to the federal government, and then they're turning around and billing it back to you. Now, they're doing it through a state agency, but the state is not making the decision about it.
Well, if I'm the House Freedom Caucus and hearing all this going on, or if I'm Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, or Senator Lee in the Senate, I would just double down. I would take, if necessary, the government hostage. Say, if y'all want to do stuff, work with the Democrats, because that's what you're essentially proposing. Go for it. Let's not play this game that y'all are standing up for free markets and standing up for liberty. You're not. So if you really want this middle-of-the-road policy, go work with the Democrats. Because apparently that's what the American people want. Us to compromise and do something. Get something done. Get to a yes. You know, the don't make the good the enemy of the perfect. Fine. I don't think it's good in the first place.
Yeah, I thought it, when I look at the bill now and more that I've read about it, I thought it was not good at first. I think it's really bad now because you've got more information about it. But I think that they can come to something. I think they can get to it, but they need to have some components that have some fiscal issues with it that are good for the Freedom Caucus, but it's got a little more broader appeal that's going to help that moderate to liberal person. But if you approach it that it is cheaper for the government to be buying tanks than for government to be building tanks, that's the way I look at this. But you got to get it down to delivery systems. You got to take it apart.
Well, I just heard for 5, 6, 7, 8 years about how much Obama was a socialist for doing these government programs. And now the Republicans are proposing these government programs and support programs, and it's different by a degree than Obamacare. It's, in some ways, another pathway to single payer if the Democrats took control again. And so, the mood I'm in these days is I don't think the American people want actual free markets and liberty. I don't think they want it. If I was president, my legislative agenda would be essentially I'm not signing a budget. We're shutting down the government. If you don't like it, impeach me or shoot me. That would be, that's my position right now. So I think all this rhetoric they use is what has me in such a sourpuss mood. It's like, okay, y'all want to be middle of the road, folks, go ahead and get something done. We'll see how it adds up in the out years.
Well, there are ways to, you can really create a free market in the over and under world because you are going to have so much competition is going to be incredible. In Alabama, we don't have competition at all because we're a pass-through paying system called Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're just administering a whole bunch of medical policies that are there. And you're never going to get any efficiencies until you start changing that. But by golly, I want to tell you something. I am dealing with this issue as a financial advisor all the time and trying to figure out how to make it work. And people are just devastated, particularly those that have kids and they're trying to grow a family. And because you look at that age, you look at the age of a female that's out there, and they know you're in birthing years, and they nail you. But it's the male and the female that both get nailed because you can't have any sexual. You can't look at the sex. You're looking at the individual. That's why you got this crazy stuff. But if you're 27, they're taking a 50-50 guess whether you're male or female on there. Got to give Jennifer Sweatman a happy birthday. Her birthday is today. Jennifer, happy birthday. Thanks for being a listener to the show. The AMR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available, too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president and his team, humbled by GOP disarray, are now looking across the aisle for help on equally tough legislative challenges.
Is the Republican Party capable of governing? I know the man in the White House is capable of governing.
Publicly, the president stood with House Speaker Paul Ryan after he declared Obamacare repeal dead.
I like Speaker Ryan. He worked very, very hard.
But nevertheless promoted Judge Jeanine Pirro's Fox News program Saturday night.
Paul Ryan needs to step down.
Which opened with a full-on assault on the speaker.
The reason? He failed to deliver the votes on his health care bill.
The White House said it was nothing personal. Ryan's spokeswoman said Speaker Ryan and the president's relationship is stronger than ever right now. Even so, the president and the speaker find themselves in something akin to a legislative desert. No big accomplishments and none on the horizon, at least anytime soon. Tax reform and infrastructure spending, this White House says, are next, but the same GOP divisions loom, and Democrats, sensing weakness in this White House, appear as opposed to Mr. Trump's agenda as ever.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, Donald Trump is smart enough to know that he needs Paul Ryan. There's a difference, though, between needing Paul Ryan and trusting Paul Ryan to deliver. And I think that's where this whole thing went haywire. I think what happened is Donald Trump wanted to do the repeal and replace. Paul Ryan said, I got it taken care of. I got this perfect bill for you. And he got the bill. And there are not enough wonks in there that can really take something apart. This was allegedly the price bill. Allegedly. But the phasing is what kind of messes it all up, because if you can't get to phase three, then you're kind of stuck with phase one and fighting it out in court. So I think they missed that one big time. So how does Paul Ryan, as the majority leader, not look at a bill and say, okay, this is the bill, it's the perfect bill, suggesting that he thought that, and then not have enough votes to get it passed by a simple majority? How can you be that far off? Because you either needed to have the Freedom Caucus or you needed to have some Democrats. I would think you would be better off with the Freedom Caucus. And did you kind of come up with another way of doing this? I mean, Paul Ryan and Brady are supposed to be big on this border tax that they're doing. And so they're going to convince the president to do it. If I were the president, I would kind of sit back and go, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, he needs to have somebody else who's kind of the rabbi in the room who's going to give you here's something you need to know type thing. But obviously Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway don't have that. Jared Kushner, I just don't think he knows enough about government. Rice Priebus knows enough about government, but I don't know if he knows about how something gets voted on and elected.
But in this next tax portion, it's also somewhat of a sham, and it's because Paul Ryan's a little weenie. He doesn't have any backbone. They don't want to do the nuclear option in the Senate. So what they want is revenue-neutral tax reform. Wait, so you're going to still bring in the same amount of revenue to the government? You're calling that a tax cut? You're just taking money from different areas. That's not a tax cut. It may be for a certain person in a certain way on the corporate level, maybe on the income tax, but then you hit with a 20% border adjustment tax. That is definitely affects working families.
It's going to be interesting to see how the border tax works, because what Brady is saying is that it actually brings prices down. That's what he's suggesting. Because what's going to happen is the product that's coming in is being taxed, and the product that's here being made is going to be more efficient, and so people are going to want to make more products here.
So because it'll have less competition, it'll be more efficient?
Well, then more people will be in competition here because they can't get in competition because they fear the foreign competition too much.
But they fear the foreign competition because it's cheaper.
Right, because you have cheap labor in those areas and you don't have it here.
So how is it going to be cheaper than the cheap goods we're currently getting from the foreigners? Yeah, it seems. I know because, you're giving somebody else's argument.
Yeah, because you're adding the tax to it to make up the difference, the disparity of the labor there versus the labor here. So in other words, if you're making socks,
right,
and you're making socks in Mexico, you can do that with some cheap labor. It's
right.
Hard to make socks cheap labor here. So if you're making U.S. more competitive by adding the 20, now. I'm just saying that's protectionism.
Makes the good more expensive, though.
Right. Makes theirs more expensive. So then someone's willing to get into the sock business because I'm not having to fight cheap labor. That's what their argument is. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard.
I think I could sum up all this by the great philosopher Chris Farley when he said, I know a good steak when I see one, but I take the butcher's word before I look up the back end of a pole.
Good job.
Great movie.
Yes, really.
That really is.
Hey, you know, I got a different take on this whole healthcare failure deal. I think this is a win for Trump. I think that within the next 2 years, with Obamacare and the direction it's heading of utter implosion, skyrocketing costs, limited plans, I think people are going to be screaming from the rafters for something to happen to change the course of healthcare in America. And Trump then can say to the American people, I tried, but a certain degree of Republicans wouldn't go along and none of the Democrats would. So are you ready for Trump care now?
And then you're defining Trump care as the Ryan bill, or do you think it'll change it into something else?
I would hope it would change, because I'm with you. I mean, to me, I would rather not have had the bill if it was a bad bill. I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill.
Right.
So, you know, I think that if Trump and the Republicans are smart, they will take this time that they've got, which has been bought for them in the next 18 months to 24 months, and while Obamacare is imploding, take that time and work and put together a good bill for health care.
Well, I think that Meadows and company are doing it now. Here's their problem. If they tackle budget and or tax reform, then the budget reconciliation portion of this and getting 51 votes goes out the window.
Yeah.
So they've got to do it before either of those two things hit the mat.
Right, right.
And so, but they might be able to pull it up. Now,
yeah.
The Democrats are the talking point is that it's not going to explode or implode. is what they're saying is that, and what they're going to do, I guarantee you, the Democrats, if it does explode, implode, they're going to blame the Republicans. I guarantee you that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to blame Trump.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, it's funny because, with the way the economy is finally starting to turn and we're starting to see the, jobs starting to be created on the, hope of tax cuts, obviously, and all. I heard a Democrat the other day basically saying, oh, well, it's still Obama's economy because Trump hasn't put together a budget yet. So Obama should get the credit for the economy turning around.
No.
And I'm going like, oh, please.
Yeah, really. David, I'm at the top of the hour break, buddy.
Okay,
I appreciate you. You have a great day. Newstone 93.1. Going to be back after our top of the hour break.